Sekhmet. Attentive visitors will immediately notice a statue on the right-hand side, next to the stairs. Please meet goddess Sekhmet, or actually her adult-sized figure carved in stone. The goddess has a female body and a head of a lioness with clearly visible pointed ears, muzzle and hair that falls on her shoulders. The goddess sits on a throne, her palms resting on her knees. She seems to be watching closely the museum's visitors. In her left hand, she holds an ankh, the Egyptian symbol of life. It looks much like the letter T, but with an oval ring on top. A round disc resembling the sun can be seen above Sekhmet's head. The goddess's name means powerful. This dangerous warrior goddess protected the sun god Ra from his enemies. It has been nearly 3,500 years since Pharaoh Amenhotep III ordered to carve hundreds of such statues for his mortuary temple, as he believed that Sekhmet was his divine mother. Unfortunately, the temple was destroyed by an earthquake. The ruins were dismantled, and only two giant statues of the pharaoh, known as the Colossi, of Memnon, were left in place. Luckily, the statues of the goddess were saved. They were transported to the temples in the city of Karnak, located on the other bank of the Nile. Less than 200 years ago, the statues began to be taken from there to various museums. The statue of Sekhmet, as well as the stairs leading to the floor where the exhibition is displayed, are situated in the part of the building that never belonged to the Gurkha Palace. If you stand with your back to the main entrance, on your left-hand side, you'll see the part of the building that was the residence of the Knightley family. The right-hand side of the building was purchased only in the 17th century by the Benedictine nuns, who converted the first floor to a chapel decorated with six altars carved in wood. The chapel had three bells and a gallery with organs. And now it's time to see the Egyptian exhibition. Let's go upstairs.